Good afternoon, and welcome to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is August 12th, 2018. Well, it's been another full week of news, and not necessarily the news. I'm here to expose government propaganda and their outright lies, poke large gaping holes in their story, and hopefully encourage you to step off that narrow path of your thinking. That's right. This is Off the Beaten Path. Got a special show for you today. I want to make a comment real fast here to let everybody know this is a call-in show. And I've got a great presenter today from Red State Radio by the name of Paul Preston. He has a show on that network there called Agenda 21 Radio. And we are going to talk about in this order here. Now, I want to stay on point. I don't want anybody calling in and say, can we talk about this and this? No, this is pretty much the platform today. We're going to speak about Agenda 21 and another program called ICLE, which is International Community of Sustainability of Local Environmental Initiatives. How to get that right. And we're also going to tie in between those two because they're actually very much associated together. We're going to tie in these California fires and how California is basically a test pilot to the whole Agenda 21 ICLE programs. And after that, we are going to finish up. We're going to have to budget enough time. I'm probably going to have to cut a commercial here and there. But talk about the importance of California, what's going on with California right now. And Paul Preston's working very hard on a new program there. You've probably heard of it. It's called the New California. They're trying to split up the state of California. They don't want to be under tyranny any longer. And basically, they want to split the state up, be the 51st state. So, Sam, do we have Paul Preston on yet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there he is. Paul Preston, welcome to Off the Beaten Path, Republic Broadcasting Network. I worked with you about 2 years ago with Eagle Forum out of Orlene Corla's house on a program, something we were talking about. Something, one of the abuses, I think, of the Obama administration. I can't recall offhand. But you are very, very active in political talk radio, and I appreciate you taking the time today to come on my show and talk about these issues. Like I said, I think we've kind of set the platform today, Agenda 21, ICLE, tie in the California fires to those two programs, what is going on right now. And we're going to finish up with the New California, what you are doing. And not only are we going to be talking about the problems of these agendas here, but hopefully offer some solutions and get people activated. We have a lot of California callers, Paul. So definitely I want to see these people in California step up to the plate when it comes down to being in, active part, taking an active part in this new California agenda. So let's start from ground one as if we don't even know what the heck Agenda 21 is. You'd be surprised. I talk to a lot of people on the street and I'll bring up Agenda 21 and they'll go, what? What? I did find some beautiful websites and we can mention later on and bring people up to don't quite understand it. It's pretty much in layman terms, these websites talking about Agenda 21. But you're kind of the pro. You're the specialist in this agenda and ICLE. So I'm going to let you start from ground one here. This is Agenda 21 101, Class 101, presented by Paul Preston. Take it away, Paul.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I hope my voice level is correct for you guys. United Nations Agenda 21 is a plan. It's a grand plan for the world, for every little detail that goes on in the world, from rocks in the Sierra Nevada to sand dunes in Africa, to plant life in Ukraine. To the Amazon forest. It's a global initiative for complete control of everything. Complete control. Now, you say that that's impossible. Well, it's really not impossible to completely control the entire globe at one time with all the satellite technology and, of course, the communication systems that we have and the modern technology of GPS and so on. In fact, the people with an associated venues, such as the people that are rewilding California, the rewilding project, they have satellite imagery of just about every plant in the United States or in Canada, in the North American continent. every plant that's planted in the ground, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about that. Billions of plants, they have they've got specifics over most of them. I can assure you that they do. They know where a watershed goes. They know about all the ravines and everything. They know every little detail of the planet. And of course, extrapolating that out, they know every little detail about you and about where you live. And of course, that has been part of the grand plan to control everything on the planet. And it would be all controlled by these nice people in the United Nations, and you would have absolutely no control over it. And we're seeing this whole thing play out. This started in 1992 as a plan. It was actually ushered in by George Bush the Older, as I call him. And in fact, we open up one of our hours on our radio show with him giving that great speech about the United Nations and a one world order and all that stuff. This actually really preceded 1992 by maybe 100 years. Actually, it was Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels that really kicked this whole thing off back in 1848 with the Communist Manifesto. And it's all sprung out from so many other different areas. It is a totalitarian mindset. These wonderful, happy people at the United Nations have no care about you in America or around the world. They just want to control every aspect of your life. And I mean that. And they can, and they are. And we're seeing that all play out right now in this summer of California's nightmare. But, and I'll explain that in a little bit. But the notion started, like I said, way back in the day. They were, in my opinion, they were looking to thwart, if you will, the advent of the Declaration of Independence that the founding fathers of the United States had created, because no one had ever created a Declaration of Independence until our founding fathers did. In fact, they didn't even know what the word independence meant up until 100 years before the use of it. And so the mindset just, you know, nobody could comprehend what independence meant back in 1776. But after 1776 and people started to catch on to this notion of independence, it became quite a threat to a lot of people who believed that only one king, one religious ruler, should be in charge of all of humanity. And that's, of course, just counterintuitive to everything the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, stands for. So they came up with an alternative plan, the good people down there in Munich and the people over there got together with Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx, and they came up with a way to blunt the Declaration of Independence, and that's the Communist Manifesto. And from that has sprung out all the real totalitarian mindsets that we know of today in modern terms, such as, you know, the communism and Nazism and religionism, such as Islam and some varieties of what you find in the Catholic Church and so on with the Pope. These mindsets, these totalitarian mindsets, are actually what were bundled up in Agenda 21 in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 and foisted upon all of us here in the United States and around the world. And they really do believe that they know best about what is right for humanity or what is right for you and me and everybody else and your children and your grandchildren, and they're going to control every possible aspect of it that they possibly can. And that's what they're doing, and you're seeing it manifest itself in so many different ways. California right now, if you take a look at the fire map, where the fires are in California, they're all in the rural areas, which is actually what New California is all about, but they're all in the rural areas, and these fires are just totally, totally devastating these areas. But you also take a look at what a plan that the state of California and also many states throughout the nation have, the rewilding project. It's a project by which we push humans off of rural areas and drive them into city centers. And what happens is that we rewild the land. We reintroduce species that went extinct, you know, like the Canadian gray wolf and things like that. And we bring these animals back to life in the new rewild areas, the areas that we shoved man off of. And so if you take a map right now and overlay where the fires are with the overlaid map of the rewilding project, oh my gosh, it's exactly where all these fires are burning. And of course, all these fires brought to you by Jerry Brown, because Jerry Brown, as you know, with the Pope, the two of them are just like partners in this whole thing. They are absolute extremist environmentalists. The Pope came out with his encyclical, which matches everything from the United Nations Agenda 21, and Jerry Brown has been over there several times with the Pope, enforcing it. And he's been enforcing it here in the United States and here in California, and big proponent of it. But it's a maniacal scheme, obviously. The megalomaniacs do these kind of things because ultimately what it is, it's about population control for humans. And one of the things that right now we have a population of about 7 billion people on the planet, they want to bring it down to 500 million people. So I don't know about you, but I'd like to be part of that 500 million that survives whatever they're anticipating to do to us. But they think that, it quote, sustainability of 500 million people is a good thing. And so that means that 6.5 billion people, 6.5 billion people, get a wrap your arms around that, need to go off the planet. And so they've engaged in really an extermination program, a eugenics program that we've never seen in human history. And it's ongoing right now. And you're seeing it really play out with the California wildfires, which, by the way, there's dozens of them around the state and from north to south. And none of these fires is naturally caused.
Exactly.
None of them.
And now, mention what we were talking about with Orlin Kurla about the smart meters, how these things were, well, I say they were used as detonators, basically, that every home that actually had a smart meter appeared to go up as a torch, correct, Paul?
Yeah. In fact, I did. This is last year in October, and I remember that night vividly. I don't live too far away from Santa Rosa, as the crow flies in the United States, and we had the same wind patterns. In fact, we had a similar fire pattern in an adjoining county to where I live, which happens to be next to an Air Force base, and of course, Santa Rosa is right next to an Air Force base, but the winds came up. Actually, they're coming from the northeast, which is very, very rare. We hardly ever get that. And they weren't just small winds. These winds are buffeting at about 90 miles an hour, even my house. And I'm probably about 75 miles away from the fire center. And it was a very, very odd thing at 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was so odd, I went out in the backyard just to look at the trees. I have redwood trees in my yard, and they were bending in the opposite direction they normally bend. So I knew something was up, and by 1:15, I was getting phone calls from my friends in Lake County and Mendocino County and Sonoma County saying they've got fires all over the place. And then the rest was history, because people were calling me looking for answers and stuff, and we were gathering data, and we were talking to fire people and things like that. But clearly, the fires there started in Calistoga. Right. From Calistoga, it started to move west. And the thing is that you had 65 fires start within an hour in that area.
Right. That's purposeful.
That was purpose-driven. And now we are finding out that it was a combination of illegal foreign nationals and Antifa.
Right. You know, the objective of this Agenda 21 is a redistribution of U.S. wealth to those underdeveloped, underprivileged nations, I guess. You know, when you talk about this program itself, I think you could probably find anybody who's pro for this Agenda 21 would say, well, what's wrong with sustainability, watching our resources, and we're protecting the environment and everything. But that's not actually the program. You're correct when you talk about depopulation and controlling the resources and basically shoving everybody down to the center here in these programs. Everything. Talk about your Fifth Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights. There's a lot of things involved with the Agenda 21 control. And I see all this technology on TV, Paul, the smart meters, the smart technology in your refrigerator. For some reason, we have to know that we have a little camera in there. We could see everything that's in there. We have a smart meter on our house. They're controlling the electricity consumption of how much you use. They know exactly what you're using. All this smart technology, smart trains, the congestion on the highways, they're going to figure out a way, and it's supposed to be all a good thing, Paul, that this sustainability, we're all supposed to grasp sustainability, yes, protect our resources, but there is a much bigger evil plan behind this whole agenda. It is not a good thing for us.
No. And of course, the smart meters, up at Orlean Carley's house, I went over to Santa Rosa. And actually, I was giving a speech a week before the fire with Orlean, and I was in Santa Rosa, and I noticed some very, very strange things. I'm a biologist and a botanist. I specialize in botany primarily. And so I have a, you know, I have a eye, obviously, for plants. I used to actually do landscaping as well. And I have an eye for plants. I know when plants look healthy and when plants look sick. And, of course, out here in the area where it's all the forest, I used to live in the forest as well. You can spot, you know, sick, you know, trees all over the place. But when I drove into Santa Rosa, and actually even before I got to Santa Rosa, I was noticing, this is in October, and we had a really, really good rain year. And some of your perennial plants looked mighty sick. I mean, they look really, really, really sick. And it was so much so that I actually stopped at one point. Now, this is prior to the fire. I stopped at one point at a gas station and walked over and just did a cursory exam of some perennials that were there, the broadleaf plants that were the ones that don't that aren't deciduous. And the leaves were, it looked almost like a healthy plant, but you could actually crumble the leaves. And, you know, that's just not the way. It should be rubbery and resilient and pop back. And this is a living plant still. And I noticed the rest of the plants were that way, too. And I drove into Santa Rosa proper, and it was like, you know, there's something really wrong with the vegetation, the way it looked. It all looked sick. And, of course, I put it right away that what was going on was all the chemtrailing and the aluminum oxide that had been dumped on the area. That was really the answer, what was going on. And, of course, that's a desiccant that dries out the plants, makes them look very, very sick. And, of course, we get this up here all the time. We see these trails. They're called chemtrails. I know Dane Wigington and others don't like us to use that term, but we are being chemically sprayed with aluminum oxides and other materials as well. It dries out the atmosphere, and certainly when it settles on the ground, what it does is it makes the plants very, very dry, but the aluminum oxide and other chemicals acts as a fuel accelerant. So if any kind of flame gets to it, man, it goes up really fast. And so it's been working in combination. We've been sprayed here for years. Also, of course, Jerry Brown has been diverting money away from any kind of management of the wildlands, of the chaparral, or of the forest. And our forests have not been managed well by the federal government, also certainly by the CAL FIRE, because they've been allowed to. They don't allow foresting anymore. So the lumber industry here is totally decimated. Really, it's been a process since the 80s. But, you know, what happens if you're not clearing the forest and you're not taking care of the trees that are sick trees, or if you get them growing in clusters, you know, two or three will die and one will survive, but it's still a standing tree. I mean, there's a whole science behind forest management, as a lot of people are very well aware. That has not been done here probably in 20, 25 years, and this is all part of the setup. It's clearly part of the setup, and of course, we saw that really big time in Santa Rosa.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got some commercial time right here. We'll come right back, and I've got a question for you right away. I want you to give us a little breakdown of what you saw in Coffee Park about how vegetation stood up, but the fires destroyed basically everything else. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Lonely days and lonely nights. Take a trip to the city lights. Take a long way home. Take a long way
Sam, are you there? Paulie, are you there, Paul?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened. Our commercial is not coming through, so forget it. We're going to forget it. I'm not sure. I can't reach my producer right now, so let's just forget it. Give me a breakdown of what you saw in Coffee Park. You talked about, I assume everybody in Coffee Park was pretty much on the smart meter system, but you talked about with me that the structures themselves were completely ashes and porcelain was pulverized, concrete, or basically pulverized. But some of the trees, I mean, for some reason, which makes no logical sense, of how a tree can be standing, looking green, and everything else around it burned up. It's, I assume there's a possibility.
30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more, it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back talking with Paul Preston, and we had a little technical difficulty there. I don't know if somebody was trying to block us or what, but I was going into the questioning of Coffee Park. I went through Coffee Park, and I remember very well, and it's pretty much a ghost town now. I think they are doing some rebuilding there. But, Paul, I was mentioning before the problem there that the buildings are gone, and how is it possible, you having a background in botany, how is it possible that a plant could be standing next to a building that's it's torched to the ground, and the plant remains intact and looking very healthy? Actually, it's kind of mind-boggling to me. I assumed Coffee Park was pretty much everybody having the smart meters, and there's talk. I mean, people talk as conspiracy talk about a direct energy weapon. Yes, we do have direct energy weapons. The military does have this technology. We heard either Paul Wolfowitz or Donald Rumsfeld talking about, yes, we do have this technology and we're perfecting it. So it's not kooky talk to think that in the middle of the night, this aircraft could pass over Coffee Park, initiate direct energy weapon rays towards the area there, and ignite every one of these smart meters to be a little combustible furnace right there. But it didn't make sense to me. A lot of things that didn't make sense, which we never heard in the mainstream media talking about. How is it possible that these plants would be right next to a torch building, everything else is torch, but plants remained intact? Paul, do you want to make a comment on that?
Well, yeah, it's very, very odd. And I've been involved in living in the forest and living in chaparral ranges. I've been involved in numerous fires and evacuated several times, and actually battled fires in my own house on the rooftop on two different occasions. Very, very scary things, obviously. But we managed to save the homes. But even in forest fires, you know, there's in all fires, there's common commonalities that you see with the burn afterwards. And if you walk the forest, or if you walk the chaparral area, if you walk neighborhoods that are burned out, everything burns. I mean, that's kind of like the rule of thumb. Everything does burn, especially if you have high winds. And that wasn't really the case there in Coffee Park. And it wasn't the case that I saw even around Orlean's house. In fact, Orlean had about a dozen homes around her. Now, by the way, it was basically rangeland there, rolling hills and shrub, or not shrub, but grasses. around her location, yet every home around her burned down except for hers, and every home had a smart meter except for hers.
Right.
And, you know, so that's just kind of like some of the basic information. But in the other locations where you had literally, I mean, this is just pretty unbelievable to me. I still can't believe it's there. But you can see the pictures. They're all over the place. You have fires that have burned the houses down at high intensity. The heat is very, very high. You can see where the you actually have the concrete of the foundations that have been crumbled, turned to dust. It's so high intense. Because, you know, normally when you have a house burn, you got the foundation left. But in these cases, a lot of those foundations were pulverized. But the plants, there are a lot of the plants. Now, see, keep in mind this is redwood territory, so redwoods are very, very resistant to fire. Yet other plants, not the same species, they're not. But yet they look like they were, and they did not burn, or they were only slightly singed. You know, and you would think that certainly these plants would be completely gone. Even to the point, and I know when I spoke at Orleans, there was a woman there whose house burned down, and she was relaying what I'm telling you right now, too. I mean, because I had taken the tour earlier before I got there and went out there, and I just saw the same things. But she substantiated all this stuff, and she was saying how strange it was that even trash cans, the plastic trash cans that sat right next to the house, and the house is burned, they're not touched at all. Yeah. This is, you can see this actually in, not only in the fire in Sonoma, but you can also see it in Redding as well.
Yeah, well, it surely doesn't fit the thermodynamics to see concrete pulverized like that. So we'll come right back to that. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm speaking with Al Preston of Agenda 21 Radio.
Do anything for you. Anything you wanna do. One blade breaking my heart. One blade tearing me apart. Six blade nights.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back. Speaking with Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio, we're talking about the Agenda 21 in ICLEI, which is the International Community for Sustainability for Local Environmental Initiatives. And we're talking about the California fires. Now, you mentioned that this is unheard of, you know, your trash can standing next to a building that burned down to the ground. The concrete pulverized to powder now and trees standing, but doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Of course, these things are never... They're never addressed. It's amazing that mainstream media hasn't said, hey, how's that possible? Because,
they're part of the agenda. They're part of the agenda.
Part of the agenda. But this is the third year in a row, Paul. Right. Third year in a row you've had the big fires. Last year was a big fire. I actually moved from California when that one started up in Coffee Park. But you're looking at Lake County, Mendocino counties. You're looking at counties in down there in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Orange County.
They appear to be ramping up the program,
right,
Paul? They're ramping it up. And I can only assume that, you know, what happens in California migrates to other parts of the country. California is like a test pilot, mm-hmm, for Agenda 21. Would you say that's a firm?
Oh, yeah. This is the place for it for the rest of the world, actually. And that's why they're pushing so hard. That's why they brought in Jerry Brown to usher in this new world order back in 2010 when he was reelected illegally, in my opinion, to a third and fourth term as governor, after he was governor from 1976 to 1984. And he got, in my opinion, they passed a proposition in 1990 that would exclude Jerry Brown from the provisions of the California Constitution for having only two terms as governor. They basically snuck him in under some very, very tricky wording on a proposition that allowed him and only him to be the governor for a third and fourth term. And of course, how convenient it was in 2010 that he was elected. And there's so many things that went on with the whole election schemes here in California, because California, as you know, and a lot of people have figured out, it's a completely corrupt electoral system here in California, as well as everything else. Completely corrupt. So, yeah, it is the test bed for the rest of the nation, and there's a fire coming to you because they're trying to rewild the world. They're trying to rewild the United States. There's actually a map that shows you how they're attempting to rewild the United States of America and your state. Mm-hmm. Right. This is a visioning map, and they've been executing it. And, of course, with the fires that we have so far, here in California. You can clearly see they're serious about this. I thought last year was a really big banner fire year. As you know, we had the fires down in Los Angeles County, San Bernardino County, Orange County, San Diego County, Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, San Luis. All the fires were just raging everywhere. And you got to remember something, that there's a billions of dollars that comes in from the federal government to California when we have all these big fires and they're declared national emergencies by the president. And that's one of the ways in which California right now is financing itself, because California has literally pushed out its middle class and its tax base has been depleted enormously. Yet the amount of money that in unfunded mandates and so on that California has grows every single day. We're about $2 trillion in debt right now. And so every $1 billion counts as for if you're Jerry Brown, because it's got to keep his government afloat. And we call this disaster capitalism, that what we're seeing right here.
Yeah, we call it disaster commerce, because that's exactly what's happening here.
Right.
You're right. The illegal population becoming a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state, they're going to need funds to take care of that problem they've created. And this, I do believe that you're right on point on that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, last year it was $26 billion that Jerry Brown spent that he didn't have on illegal foreign nationals. $26 billion. He opened up the border, opened up the floodgate for driver's license, opened up the election rolls, everything for the illegal foreign nationals, and it's created what we call a California a cleansing, like ethnic cleansing. We have now a California ethnic cleansing. And the qualifier is that if you are an American citizen living in California, regardless of your race or color or whatever, you are an American citizen, you are excluded from just about every government benefit there is in California. This is their tactic. The illegal foreign nationals get top priority in everything, including hiring in the government, including, obviously, the university system. I was an educator for 41 years, and I had to fight the UC system to get... it first started out in the 90s that young white males were being excluded from the UC roles, and they were really pandering to the white females. And, of course, that was the whole sexist thing. I get that. But then... we started seeing the white females being excluded too, and then we couldn't put our finger on it. And then we started realizing it was our Mexican students and it was our black students that were being excluded from the UCs. And anybody, didn't matter what color you were, but there was one commonality, that you were an American citizen, you were excluded. And you if you got into the UC system, it was by luck. But right now, their top priorities is illegal foreign nationals coming in, because the UC system gets more money per student that way, because they get out-of-state tuition and all the other stuff that goes along with it. So right now, we're seeing California cleansing going on, and that's why people are leaving California. And it also explains why you have so many homeless people in all places, like obviously San Francisco and Los Angeles and Orange County and San Diego. I live near a river down here. There's 3,000 people that have come and gone in there over the last couple of years. And then, of course, in other parts of the state, this burgeoning homeless situation is everywhere. And now they're starting to bus them in into towns and communities, small communities. They're figuring out ways to use grant money from George Soros and his groups to encourage homeless people to get on buses, big white buses, and transfer to smaller towns, rural towns, and rural communities, which it becomes a huge push or a huge problem for the communities. That's happening right now. Woodland, California, as an example. Every other night, a big white bus pulls up with about 60, 70 people on it, homeless people. They pull up in front of those pop-up tents. The people get off. They're given a cell phone, $300, and said, hey, go live in the streets of Woodland, California. Mm-hmm. So those people have the same problem as San Francisco. They've got people defecating in the streets, right. Needles all over the place. They're spreading it, and they're spreading it deliberately, and that is, of course, to shake up and displace as many Americans as possible and destroy commerce, destroy the communities, just like they're doing with San Francisco. So San Francisco was the big experiment. Now they're starting to spread it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, I noticed that they also, in their quest to take the land and take away our property rights, they've also tried to manipulate the situation through legal channels to say, well, you know, this is a high fire area. We can't let you go back there and rebuild,
right,
or go through
right.
the insurance companies to say, to make it so impossible to insure that you can't rebuild. Or the newest one they came out with was toxic soil.
Right.
Soil's
right.
toxic. You can't build there any longer. And so I have a friend at Fountain Grove who's now saying, I'm not sure she can build. She had a beautiful home up in Fountain Grove area, and but they're trying to find all these reasons to make sure you can't go back
right.
and inhabit these areas again. And I don't know, are they making any headway of stopping these people in Agenda 21 saying you can't go back to rebuild, or what's happening there?
Well, I do understand there's a lot of people putting up a lot of protest right now, and I think that at the end of the day, when New California forms, and Sonoma County is a part of New California, we will put a stop to that. There's no question about it. They aren't going to like that. But you also forgot about the fact that a lot of these homes now suddenly have revealed arrowheads and Indian artifacts. So obviously you can't build in that area because it's Indian land, or it's claimed to be something, you know, archaeological. So that's another one they're throwing out there. That's just sort of a recent one that they've been telling people why they can't go back and rebuild on their property. But the other part of it, you know, here you have counties and cities and states all over the place that are struggling for money. When these burns happen, you know, there's a lot of money. Insurance companies pay off. A lot of the money for the cleanup of a burned house is now going to the counties directly from the insurance company and not to the insured. It's just written right off and goes right to the Sonoma County and any other county that has these kind of fires going on. So there's also collusion going on with some of the insurance companies, which is not making people happy. I did have a chance to talk to a couple of insurance people yesterday about that, and they're just as angry as everybody. That's beyond them. You know, they're the agents. They're the people in the middle, because they're getting squeezed both ways, and they think it's terrible what they're seeing there, because the insureds are not getting properly serviced. But the county's getting their money first, you know.
Yeah,
and that's all.
Well, I'd say
part of it.
Either collusion or it's a conspiracy. They're both part of the problem,
right?
The program itself. You know, I seen that PG&E got really saddled with all the fires last
right.
year,
right?
Because they have deep pockets. And they're going to be making that claim that they are responsible for starting all these fires. I'm forgetting that there were 65 fires going at the same time, which is impossible mm-hmm. to. You know, it was all, you know, Antifa, whoever was starting these fires, and it was part of the program. But you mentioned the homeless population rising, and I saw that in Sonoma County. I saw that along the Russian River and areas there. And we had plenty of videos we've played here on our website here, RBN, that the problem is getting worse and worse. It's getting bigger and bigger. So, Paul, I'm going to ask you, is this increasing the homelessness, these people living on the river, is that going to hinder them in their Agenda 20, or is it going to aid their program?
Oh, it aids them. Clearly it aids them, because what it does is it upsets the status of communities now. And that's the whole, not only do you have lawlessness, because we had this Prop 47, which basically, see, that's in the case of Woodland, California. This is a classic example. Prop 47, which was ushered in by Jerry Brown and Kevin DeLeon and all the gangsters that are now in power in Sacramento. We have a monoparty system. It's a dictatorship in California. And through our efforts in New California, people have now realized we are living in a dictatorship. There's no Republican Party. The Republican Party is completely kaput. And you have basically Republicans that have joined with Democrats. They're both getting the same kind of benefits from the same folks, mostly George Soros related. And so they're happy, and they'll just pass anything they want and pass it right on to Jerry Brown. That's why you have all these restrictive gun laws, Second Amendment issues, and you've got these environmental issues, and you've got the whole sexuality thing going on, all that stuff in the schools, the school systems in California, which I was a part of proudly for a long time. It's completely gone. It has to be rebuilt from the largest school system in the nation has to be completely rebuilt because of all the social engineering that has gone on. It's destroyed science. It's destroyed the sciences, the maths. It's destroyed your manual arts program. There's no more manual arts in California. I mean, that was the biggest concern for me, because I used to work with at-risk kids who always benefited by shop classes and things like that. But that created a huge dropout situation. Right now, California schools have about a 40 to 45% dropout rate. they don't talk about that, and they'll tell you that, oh, I'm a liar, I don't know what I'm talking about. I used to do the calculations. I get it. I know how it works. The other part of this, which is really, you know, as part of the dropout rate, is the LA Unified School District. They don't even deny it. They have the second largest school district in the nation. They have a 55% dropout rate. What's that do to your homeless? See,
right.
I mean, it's just, right. And of course, they reintroduced and they did away with learning how to speak English by the time you graduated from high school. This is in 2016. They came up with a proposition that was so overwhelmingly approved. It wasn't. No, it wasn't. Of course, the corrupt election system brought us that. So you're starting to see Spanish take over. But getting back to the thing in Woodland, where you have all these people that are homeless. And you know what it's doing there to the families, it's and to the communities, it's absolutely creating an uproar. And a lot of these people are being paid, like I said, they'll get a couple hundred dollars here and a couple hundred dollars there from these nonprofit organizations that have cropped up all over the place. It's a nonprofit organization. I'm not going to mention their name on air, but it's only one of many, many that are linked to George Soros, and he's the one that's the funder behind all this. The MoveOn.org and Joan Blades and that group are really, really heavily into this. So the organization is there. They're trying to destroy, you know, the infrastructure, not only the lawless society, but the Prop 47. I want to get back to that. As a proposition, it was determined that people with low-level criminal complaints would be let loose, and then you'd only give them a cite and release. So normally, a couple years ago, prior to 2016, people that had minor violation, let's say not minor violations, say you had a drunk driver who caused an accident, well, they would be arrested and kept in jail if it was a serious one. But now what they do is they view things like that as minor, so they let them back out. Somebody who's committed an assault and battery, normally somebody would be arrested for that. Now they cite and release. Petty theft. I mean, you wouldn't believe the thieving that's going on around here in my community. I mean, there are people walking into large building stores, I'll say, and I've seen this for myself three times because I frequent one of them for chlorine and things like that. These characters come in, and they'll grab tools from the tool section. They'll just grab them, and they'll just walk right out the door, and no one stops them. And this happened three times that I've seen. One had a generator. A generator walked right out. And I asked the store people, the manager, I walked up to him. I said, why are you letting this happen? He says, we can't stop it because the police can't stop it because of Prop 47. It's just a cite and a release, and they won't do anything. I said, what about your property? He says, you know, we just think it's more dangerous to stop these people because they might get violent with us.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, yeah, it is. You know, with the understanding that Agenda 21 is part of the globalization of this country, this world, clearly Agenda 21's goal is to eliminate the middle class, Paul. So we'll all be poor except the elites. Now, my question to you is, how do the elites benefit if everybody else is equal except them? They're higher up on the hierarchy, but everybody else is poor. How do they benefit from this? How come we're not gonna, you know, storm the castle and take these people out because of what they've created? They've taken away our livelihood. They've taken away our lives. How do they feel they're going to benefit being the elites? How are they going to benefit with globalization?
Well, they're in charge and they have all the resources and the assets, so they can play God. And this is, you know, this is really nothing new. This is the way it used to be prior to 1776. You know, people came to the United States to want to get freedom and get away from tyranny. And this is the kind of tyranny that was going on. You know, you had kings, you had potentates, you had religious leaders that were constantly shaking down the public. I mean, I'm just going to get you that right now. You know, they're constantly shaking down the public. They're stealing from them, making you convert from one religion to another. Or if you didn't convert, we would kill you, take your property. If you converted, we would just take your property, take whatever you had, and you could stay, you know, that sort of thing. That's all that tyranny, if you will, is now spread to the United States in the form of Agenda 21. And this is how they're trying to destroy this country by taking away our civil rights. The key is to destroy our rights. That's their key. If they can destroy the United States' notion that we have unalienable rights given to us by God, and that we are in charge of the government, as it should be. The government should be seen as our servants. They're attacking that like crazy because they want to be in charge. They know better for the planet. See, they know better than you and I. You and I don't know anything, and we can't solve any problem autonomously. And so, therefore, they're in charge. This is the notion of totalitarianism, and it doesn't matter what religion you're talking about, what king or queen, monarchy, what tyranny. It always comes down to this. And we've seen some real big ones here recently. Of course, you know, you saw the rise of communism. You saw Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, all these guys, Pol Pot. Didn't work out real well, this notion of they're in charge and we're not. 100 years ago, man, 100 years ago, we started all these battles right up. And, of course, it was Islam at the root of that evil as well. And over 100 million people died because of warfare and all the products of these totalitarians in the last century. That's why it's kind of interesting when I see the communist Antifa and Nazis and Antifa and groups like that. They think it's going to be better off their way. There's no evidence of that. They obviously don't understand what the notion of totalitarianism is all about.
I agree. Well, they're fascists themselves.
Yeah.
I'm open the lines up now. 1-800-313-9443. I have a lot of listeners from California, so hopefully somebody's going to call in. We are going to discuss towards the end of the hour the new California. Make sure we get that in today. A lot of information here today, Paul. Again, I appreciate you coming on the show today. Agenda 21. Now, how does our military-industrial complex fit in with the whole globalization Agenda 21 agenda when we're sticking $1 trillion in that a year, almost $1 trillion a year on that? Is that going to falter, go by the wayside here, and we're all going to be equally, every government is going to be equally as strong? And how's this going to work? We're still going to be the superior policemen of the world with globalization and everybody basically poor? How's that going to work?
No, we won't. We won't see it like that at all. Right now, there's people out of Brussels really calling the shots for all this stuff. And we've seen some influences here. We've had some people come over from the continent, if you will, to try and change California ways and influence our government. They were experiments before. These people have, you know, moved on, but they just tried it through Jerry Brown and also the corrupt system to create a governance system in California that's a monoparty system. You can say we have a democracy, but by the way, a democracy is a mob. And in fact, our Constitution, nowhere in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights or in the Declaration of Independence says anything about a democracy. Democracies are mobs. And, of course, everybody on the left, everybody in the United Nations all says we have to have a democracy. The word republic is what resonates, a representative exactly. government. And, of course, a democracy is the example you probably hear so much. And there's three animals, and two of the animals, they vote to see what's going to be for dinner. And two of the animals are wolves, and the other one's a lamb.
Right. Got it. Yeah, we use the term definitely republic. There is no democracy. We have no democracy.
Right.
It's a republic with some democratic principles, but no, we are under a republic, not a democracy. We haven't quite convinced Amy Goodman yet on democracy now. She still thinks we're part of a democracy, but maybe someday we'll wash off on her. So, I haven't got any calls yet here because I think this has pretty much just like been a great lecture from you, Paul, but they will come in here shortly. So I'm going to start going off my list here of questions I worked on 2 weeks ago when we talked about this. And so I'm just going to fire away. You talked about depopulation, bringing the total population down for the world from whatever, 7 billion where we are now, or 8 billion, to about 500 million. I've heard 400 million, but 500 sounds about right. Not a big deal. 100 million more. But, we talk about the chemtrails and the poisoning of our water and other things, what's going on here. And I just have to say, I think I talked to you about this. I've noticed in the last couple of years, the testosterone level in our young men is falling. Mm-hmm. We're creating a whole generation of girly men. Mm-hmm. And I can only assume that's part of the depopulation, part of Agenda 21, whether it's through spraying spraying us with chemicals, or it's part of the vaccine industry with these mandatory vaccines they're throwing our way, or it's something else. fluoride in the water or some other toxin in our water that's bringing down our testosterone levels and tweaking maybe the estrogen levels. But that surely has to be a part of the depopulation process in Agenda 21. Would you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, there's all sorts of ways in which they're controlling the testosterone level chemically. And I think that, of course, culturally, that was always my big thing in schools and so on. You could see it happening there, too. The lack of any kind of male role model has been, I think, the most telling thing for our society. That simple fact of having a real proper role model as a male for young men growing up has been really, really devastating. And I think it's very, very sad. I saw this all play out, you know, hundreds of times in the schools over the last since 1980. And of course, if you go to the universities now, most universities, this is a classic example how this works. But if you go to most universities, not only do you find illegal foreign nationals get the top priority, but it's always women as well. So a lot of these universities have 70-75% of the population that attend there are women. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not doing any good for males. But, you know, the other part of it, like I said, though, the lack of a real male role model in the home, I think, has been the number one thing. And, of course, along with that is a stable family unit. Mm-hmm. And I really believe in that. I, you know, worked with hundreds over the years of stable family units and very, very unstable family units. And sadly, up until my time in 2012 when I left, every year there were fewer and fewer stable families. It used to be that, as an example, for IEPs, which is individual education plans for special education student, I used to be an administrator in charge of that for years, and I used to see families that would come in that had no father, and then over towards the end of it, I used to see families come in that had no parents. For the children.
Right. Well, that was pretty much Eagle Forum's platform, talking about family, the strength of the nuclear family. And we are seeing an attack on that for sure. When we get back, I'm going to mention also the transgender issue. The LGBTQ plus agenda is on the rise. They're really pushing that hard. And I can only assume that's because it's Agenda 21. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. We're speaking to Paul Preston. We'll be right back.